Mishnah Yomis for Tuesday, the second day of Adar Sheni, Tov Shin Pei Dalet. Masecht Nedarim, Perek Shishi, Mishnah Ches. Hanoidir Minat Morim, person who makes a vow that he is banning dates. Mutter Bidvash Tomorim, he's allowed to have date honey, because we say that he only meant the fruit, not the juice that comes from it. Minha sitvonios, if he makes a vow not to have sitvonios, these are inferior grapes. They literally means autumn fruits. These are the grapes that only get finished. They're only ripened in the autumn, and they're not really edible. They're used for making vinegar only, not wine. Mutter b'chometz sitvonios. He's allowed to have vinegar made from these autumn grapes, these inferior grapes. Now, this is the case even though the actual autumn grapes, these sitvonios themselves, are not edible, and the only reason you'd have them would be to make vinegar out of them. So therefore you might have thought, well, if he's making a vow not to have sitvonios, surely he means the vinegar made of it. Nope, the Tanakhama holds that he only means the actual fruit, not the vinegar made from it. That's the Tanakhama. Rabbi Huda ben Beseira Omer, Kol Shashem Toiladatai Kruya Olav, any fruit which is called, or where the juice that comes out of it is related to that fruit in the name. For example, honey, dvash tamorim, that is, date honey, or chomet sitvonius, the autumn grape vinegar. They are not called honey. When you say honey, you would not refer to date honey. When you say vinegar, you would not be referring to the vinegar of these autumn or late ripening grapes. V'noider hemenu, and he made a vow not to have the fruit. Then, says Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, osur af b'yotze hemenu. He is forbidden to have also the juice or the product that comes from them. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, if a person makes a vow from dates, it does include also the date honey. If he makes a vow from the sitvonius, these bad grapes, he's also for the vinegar of these grapes. V'chachamim matirin, the chachamim say mutter, permitted. Now, what does that mean? The chachamim say mutter. At first glance, it seems like it's the same as the Tanakhama, but the Gemara explains now. The Gemara explains that when the Chachamim say Matirin, they're actually referring to the case of Sitvonius only. The case where a person made a vow not to have these inferior grapes, these autumn grapes, the Tanakhama held that one is allowed to have the vinegar of these grapes, but not the actual grapes themselves. The Chachamim hold exactly the reverse. They say that he's allowed to have the inferior grapes, and he's forbidden to have the vinegar made of it. Why? Because the Chachamim hold that if a person makes a vow not to have something that's not edible, and the only thing that's edible is the product that comes from it, then he's permitted in the inedible product. It's not part of the vow, and he's also in the product that comes from it. Because we say, the Chachamim hold that that if a person makes a vow not to have something that's really not edible in its own right, he means to make a vow for banning the product that comes from it. And therefore the Chachamim argue in the case of the Sitvonius, and they hold it's exactly the reverse of the Tanakhama, which would mean we now have three opinions. The Tanakhama, who holds by this Sitvonius, these grapes, one is permitted to have the vinegar of them, not the grapes themselves. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, who says both, because it's got the name attached to it. And the Chachamim hold the reverse. You can have the grapes, but not the vinegar that comes from it, because that's really what he meant. What about the first case of the Mishnah? What do the Chachamim hold about the dates? As far as the dates are concerned, it seems that the Chachamim hold that one is allowed to have the date honey and only prohibited in the tamarim, in the dates themselves. They agree with the Tanakhama. And that's because dates are edible. and because they are edible, if he makes a vow not to have the grapes, not to have the dates, then that's all he means. Just the dates, not the date honey. The date honey would be permitted. So in the date, in the case of the dates, he would agree with the Chachamim agree with the Tanakhama. Mishnah Tess. We're going to learn here that if a person makes a vow from a certain food, then he's allowed to have a food that's similar to it, but it has another description to it. Hanoda Minayayin. If a person makes a vow banning wine, he says, all wine for me is considered also like a korban. Konamalayayin. Mutabiyen Tapuchim. He's allowed to have apple wine or apple vinegar. Why? Because wine, in normal layman's terms, means wine from grapes, not from apples. Min hashemen, he bans having any oil. Vows not have oil. Mutar b'shemen shum shemen, he's allowed to have sesame seed oil, because most people call oil olive oil, not sesame seed oil. The Gemara says that this law applies only in Israel, where when they mentioned oil, that would mean olive oil. However, in Bavel, in Iraq, where they mainly use sesame seed oil, if a person makes a vow banning oil, then it's the opposite. He's not allowed to have the sesame seed oil because that's the standard oil that they used, and he's allowed to have olive oil. Min hadvash, he bans having honey. Mutar bidvash tamarim, he's allowed to have date honey. Most people, when they say honey, they mean bee honey, and therefore he's only also to have bee's honey. Min hachometz, he vows not to have vinegar. Mutar b'chometz sidvonis, he's allowed to have the vinegar made of these inferior grapes. And that is because usually when people say vinegar, they mean, in those times, it means vinegar, wine that's gone off, or wine that's fermented. Min hakreshin, he bans having leek. Then mutar b'kaflotis, he's allowed to have kaflotis. Now kaflotis is a special type of leek, but because it has a separate name, it's not included in his vow. Min hayorok, he vows not having vegetables. Mutar b'yarkei sasoda, he's permitted to have wild vegetables that grow in the field. Why? Mipnei shehu shem levai, because it has a separate name to it. It has an attached name. If people refer to wild vegetables, they do not call them just yarokos. They would refer to them as yarkos hasodeh, and the field vegetables. And therefore, if a person makes a vow just from yarokos stem, he just says vegetables, he means garden vegetables that people grow in gardens, in beds. However, this is all during the normal year. But if he makes a vow not to have Vyorok vegetables in the year of Shemitah, since there you don't have garden vegetables there because you can't grow them on Shemitah year, and people would have only, the only vegetables you could get would be really that grew wild, then it's the opposite. He'd be forbidden to have wild vegetables and permitted to have garden vegetables, because when people would talk about getting vegetables in Shemitah year, they would be talking about the wild field vegetables. All this is, of course, in a place that they do not import vegetables from Chutz Laretz. However, if it's a place that they do import Yarok vegetables from Chutz Laretz, then he would be forbidden also with the garden vegetables in the year of Shemitah.